Here at Jewish Rock Radio, we care about the meaning and the action behind Jewish music. Every week on Jewish Rock Radio, we feature a series of provocative shows hosted by top artists in Jewish life, dedicated to enriching your knowledge about Jewish artists, their music, and the impact they're having on our world today. Up next on Jewish Rock Radio, join us for Jewish Women Rock with host Naomi Less. Jewish Women Rock features the best and most influential female voices in contemporary Jewish music. This show is brought to you by Positive Jewish Living, championing a holistic approach to spiritual and physical wellness. You're listening to Jewish Rock Radio and Jewish Women Rock.
Welcome, everyone. This is Naomi Less, your host for Jewish Women Rock on Jewish Rock Radio, where we feature phenomenal female and gender nonconforming singers, songwriters, ritual artists, producers, musicians, you name it, we got it here. And we are here to amplify all of these voices on this show. You may hear some background noise. I'm not in my usual recording spot here in Brooklyn, New York. I am actually at Ramah Jerome in Clayton, Georgia. And this is actually being recorded during a Passover retreat here. I'm so excited to do this because I get to work and collaborate with so many different folks here. And featured on this show today, I have as a guest, the one and only, the great Eliana Light, who we have featured on this show before. Eliana, hey, how are you?
Hi, Naomi. It's so great to be here. I wanted to wave and then realized no one listening would be able to see me.
It's
so
true.
I didn't wave.
Eliana and I are sitting a little distance apart just for, you know, COVID protocols. And that will be a marker in time that I even mentioned COVID protocols on this show, which will be evergreen. But today we're going to journey into some of Eliana's influences. As an incredible singer, a children's music educator, an adult spiritual ritual musician and artist, Eliana has such a broad sense of creation of Jewish music, and one of her collaborators is here with us, Ori Salzberg, who has produced, I believe, your last album. Do you want to say a word about that?
Yeah, Ori produced my album Songs About God. We actually met here over a number of years, and so it's really great to have him here as our Podmaster General, holding it down even as the wind in the tent flies hither and yon and the golf carts go to and fro. We are used to this at camp, so it's good to be here with all of you.
Well, we're so, so excited to have both of you here on the show. Ori is behind the scenes recording for us right now. So let's get into this a little bit. I asked Eliana to share with me some of the songs that were both influential for her as a developing artist, as a young person, and then even today, what music, what artistry, what lyrics, what production is inspiring her as she continues on her path. So you want to set up the first song that you chose for us?
Yes. Our first song is called May the Day Soon Come, and it's by Judy Tall. And if you're like, who is Judy Tall? That's a good question, and we'll talk about it after we play the song.
So this is May the Day Soon Come by Judy Tall from her album Path Across the Sky, which we think was released in 2003. So here's Judy Tall with May the Day Soon Come right here on Jewish Women Rock on Jewish Rock Radio, your official home for Jewish rock.
May the day soon come, she'yavo ha'yom, when your name is one, Adonai Echad. No more tears will fall, and all sorrow's gone, and the children say that it won't be long. All of creation is a one big song, all of creation is a symphony. I'll tell you a story and it won't take long. I'll tell you a story about the way to be. May the day soon come, she'yavo ha'yom, when your name is one, Adonai Echad. No more tears will fall, and all sorrow's gone, and the children sing that it won't be long. May the day
all
soon
creation
come,
she'yavo ha'yom,
when your name passion is a sunflower. No more tears with the story, and it won't take long. And the children story, but it won't be long. The Nehema, the Haya Adonai, the Melech HaKol HaAretz, HaKol HaAretz, May the day soon creation is a wise song. When your name is creation, there's a sign for a hat. No more tears will fall, and it won't take long. And the children sing, but it won't be long. The Ne'emar, the Hayah Adonai, the Melech HaKol HaAretz, HaKol Bayom ha'u, bayom ha'u, yiye Adonai echad, u'shemo echad.
That was May the Day Soon Come by Judy Tal from her album Path Across the Sky. And I'm here with Eliana Light. This is Naomi Less, your host. And Eliana, where did this song come from? I've never heard this song before. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I saw you really vibing. It's so gorgeous. So my mom is a Jewish educator. And as we do, she used to go to conferences of different sorts and people would be selling their tapes and their CDs. And, right, we've done that many times in the before times. And so she would come home with different Jewish music. So I grew up in a conservative synagogue. We didn't have song leading in the services. We listened to Jewish music like we would listen to pop or rock music in the car or at home. And this tape / CD was one that I loved especially much. I found it to be so beautiful and chilling and uplifting and spiritual. And I think before I even knew what spiritual meant, I was drawn to these songs. And this particular song, my mom and I used to sing as a duet in synagogue, which my brother's actually sitting here. He's nodding along. So it really brings back a lot of beautiful memories. You know, I was a very divalicious child. I wanted to be performing all the time and be in front of people all the time and be on the bima all the time because bima means stage and that's where I wanted to be. And so I led services mostly because I wanted to be singing in front of people. And it wasn't until later, even now, listening to the words of this song and its powerful reimagining of the end of the Aleinu and what it means for everyone to be one. It's only looking back that I'm able to see these as the roots of my spirituality, but it's certainly the beginning of my Jewish songwriting. I came at the Jewish music world as a songwriter first, and I've been writing songs as long as I can remember. Were they all very good? No, but I wrote my first Jewish song when I was in fourth grade, and I kind of continued from there because I was listening to this sort of Jewish pop music and Debbie Friedman and, you know, Craig Taubman and Rabbi Joe Black and all of these other people that we had from my mom's various travels. But this album in particular, if anyone happens to know Judy Tal,
I would
love to tell her or someone close to her how much an influence her music has had on my life. I'm very grateful for the ability to share.
Well, it just makes me think, and for all the young songwriters that are listening, and especially for all the young girls out there that are writing, you never know who you're going to impact. And even though you wanted to be on stage, right, there's this piece about who you're writing for. You might be writing to perform your own songs, but actually the truth of the matter is they're really for other people. And that's a big ego check as well, too, that you never know who you're going to impact when you put a song out into the ether.
I think it's also important, at least for me, to remember that even though Judy Tal, it seems, didn't make other albums, being a Jewish musician wasn't her full-time job, she still put out beautiful music and she still had an impact on the world. And that is to say, again, to all of the songwriters out there, keep writing and making music. If it doesn't end up being your full gig, that's totally fine. Your music is still out in the world, and it's going to have impacts far beyond what
we
think is possible. We do.
We need it. We need your words. We need your soul. We need your inspiration. And so continuing on in this journey, Eliana, you shared with me that there was another song that was very meaningful to you. I'm curious to hear. It was called Hatov by our dear friend, Neshama Karlebach, from her album, The Journey, that was released in 2004. That's what Spotify said to us. Why this song? What about this song?
So I got this album. I can't remember what happened first, whether I met Neshama at a program that they brought a bunch of Jewish choirs together and she happened to be there. But I think I had the album first, one of them that my parents picked up along the way. And when I was in high school, I would listen to it every single day on the bus to high school. It was so soothing. It would help me fall asleep.
And did you go to a Jewish high school?
I did go to a Jewish high school.
So you were like immersed in like Jewish life.
And I had a 2-hour commute each way to my Jewish high school.
Wow.
And I would listen to this album on the way there and often on the way home. And I was so inspired by the richness of Neshama's voice and the soul, literally the Neshama that she would put into her music. This song in particular, I remember I wanted to perform it at a USY talent show, and I emailed her from the website and I got a response from her, which I was so surprised and a little starstruck. And then she sent me to get the piano arrangement so my friend could play it. Her producer said, you know, we don't really write it down, so you could pay like $300 for me to transcribe it. And I'm thinking, I'm a kid in high school.
Oh,
I'm not going to do it. But interestingly, that actually inspired me instead to sing one of my original songs at this USY encampment, which was one of the first times I had shared it with anyone. But so it holds a special place in my heart for that. And also the fact that I know her now and we're friends now. When I was a kid, looking up to all of these people, you know, they seem very far away and they don't even fully seem human to you when you only know them through their art and their outward facing appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been an incredible blessing to be able to know these people as people, like even you, you know, you were my count, like back in the day, you were a counselor of mine at camp, but I was like 7 years old.
Right.
I don't remember much about that summer, but oh, Naomi Les, the rock star, which you are, but now you're also like Naomi Les, the friend, and Naomi Les, the teacher, and Naomi Les, the sister. So
I've definitely had similar experiences as well, too. I'll say that as well for myself, with like Julie Silver and Perry and Beth Schaefer. Like, these are all role models and mentors to me. And I'm, you know, every now and then I'm like, I just got to like text with one of them.
So I think that all the time. What a blessing it is that we all get to live at the same moment in history. Mm-hmm. It's so amazing.
So what is the text of this song? What is this song about for you?
Let's see. So interestingly, like I said, these songs that I listened to in childhood, I don't necessarily think of the words very often. So now I'm thinking in my head, Hatov ki lo chalu rachamecha v'hamrachem ki lo tamu chasadecha ki me'olam ki vinu lach. I believe it's from the morning liturgy, because in high school we had to sing a very different and upbeat and not great version of this. And I was like, why can't we sing the one that I listened to on the bus every day?
You're trying to shake things up even at that young age.
I was trying. It didn't work. But that's okay. I held on.
So it's interesting because we won't even go to the words for this. I want to pick up the point you just made, which is that there's something about this immersion that, like, you didn't even necessarily know what the words were at that time, but you felt something from it. What was it you felt from it? Similarly to the song that you were just talking about with Judy Tal, it's like, I don't know how conscious we are of these words as we're learning them. It's something that I know you care about deeply as an educator and myself as well, of like making sure there are opportunities for meaning making for people. But even if you didn't have the opportunity for like a big educational session or workshop on these words, what did it evoke for you?
I think it was the feeling behind it. You know, I always loved davening and praying at synagogue. I don't remember when I was a kid it necessarily being a wholehearted, whole-bodied, whole-voiced endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
It was lovely and it was fun, but it was never necessarily soulful.
Mm-hmm.
in the way that when I heard these songs, it evoked that soulfulness. And it wasn't until later that I realized that all of those things could happen and were part of the same movement.
Well, let's see what comes up for all of you, our listeners, as you listen to Hatov by Neshama Kralbach from her album The Journey, right here on Jewish Women Rock on Jewish Rock Radio, your official home for Jewish rock.
Oh,
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
You know, you're not a real fan until you fan us on Facebook. Come on, let's be friends.
Jewish Rock Radio.
We'd like to share a very special thank you to Positive Jewish Living for generously underwriting this episode of Jewish Women Rock. Positive Jewish Living, championing a holistic approach to spiritual and physical wellness. Visit Positive Jewish Living on Facebook. For more information about the artists on all Jewish Rock Radio shows, as well as showtimes, please visit jewishrockradio.com/showtimes.
Welcome back. That was, before the break, Hatov by Neshama Karlbach from her album The Journey. And I'm here, Naomi Less, your host, with Eliana Light, recording from Clayton, Georgia. What is going on in Clayton, Georgia? We are recording from Ramah Jerom. It is actually Pesach while we're recording this. And we're here on retreat. And so we have the opportunity to share with some folks here kind of what goes on behind the scenes as we record one of these episodes. This is episode 34. I love episode 34 because, well, I'm a Chicago sports fan, and that's Walter Payton's number in the Hall of Fame. Retired, I hope, forever and ever. But we are here, we're here listening to a little bit of Eliana's influences and what struck her as a growing musician and a songwriter and a contributor to the footprint, both digital and heart and soul footprint of Jewish music in our day and time. So Eliana, you mentioned to me that there's a song that was striking to you called Mechapes Tshuva by the band HaYehudim. Tell us about this song.
Yes. So like maybe some of you listening, I went to Israel a couple of times as a young person. And every time I would go to Israel, I would walk into a CD store and ask, what should I get? Either the one in the airport or the other ones.
Yep.
What should I get?
I remember those days.
It's how I fell in love with Hadag Nachash, which is one of my favorite bands of all time that I got to see live a bunch of times, weirdly, more than any other band in my life. I've seen them live, which is fun. But this in particular takes me back to high school when I was into kind of like Jewish music and alternative rock. And HaYehudim is kind of like a grunge band of Israel. And I got their double unplugged set. And this first song I loved so much, first because it was kind of heavy and dark and rocking in a way that I hadn't heard a lot of other music in Hebrew, but also because it's got a heavy subject. You know, it's kind of metal in that it's like, how do I call out to, you know, we hear the children in the background.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
They're there. They're great. Here we are sharing space.
We're at camp, and it's just the natural environment. I hope it's inspiring to you, too, as well, because this is, you know, in this moment in time, in Corona, COVID times, we don't get to hear children laughing outside. So I wish that y'all could be here with us with the sun shining, although it is like 40 degrees. But
so cold.
The sun shining, the kids are outside playing. We're socially distanced but heart-centered together. So what's the contribution of women in this band?
Exactly. So this band has two lead singers. One is a man and one is a woman. And her voice comes in at the end of this particular song, but you'll hear it. It kind of like strikes down from lightning from the sky. One of the wildest voices I've ever heard. Really powerful. And the song, right, is how do I ask for forgiveness but not hear an answer? And at a time when I was just beginning to have struggles with the God that I thought that I had inherited, to hear a band called The Jews sing about their struggles and distance from God, it was very powerful.
Well, let's jump into this. We're going retro right now, back to 2004, with Mechapes Tshuva from the band HaYehudim, right here on Jewish Women Rock, on Jewish Rock Radio, your official home for Jewish rock.
פוחד מהמוות, החיים האישיו בי, או כמה צלקות בצד. תמשיך להתפלל לחרש למעלה, אומרים שהוא שומע כל אחד. אני מחכה כאן, אני מחכה כאן. איך זה שאני מחפש תשובה ולא איך תמיד נכבאו כשאני בוכה, אז איך זה שאני מחפש תשובה ולא מוצא. איך תמיד יהיה שחור אם אני בוכה, אני בוכה. זה נכון, בעיקר בזמן האחרון אני נראה שונה, אני אף לשמיים כדור אחד או
Radio would not be possible without the incredible generosity of our major supporters. We send mega thanks to Susan and Mark Sachs of Deerfield, Illinois, Debbie and Manuel Rahunov of Dallas, Texas, Katie and Randy Whitlatch in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Ellen and David Wagelstein in Rockville, Maryland. Tada Rabat to each of you and to all of our JRR supporters across the world. To help make JRR even better, you can make your tax-deductible contribution to JRR at jewishrockradio.com/support. Thanks again, and keep rocking out to Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
We'd like to share a very special thank you to Positive Jewish Living for generously underwriting this episode of Jewish Women Rock. Positive Jewish Living, championing a holistic approach to spiritual and physical wellness. Visit Positive Jewish Living on Facebook. For more information about the artists on all Jewish Rock Radio shows, as well as showtimes, please visit jewishrockradio.com/showtimes.
Welcome back, folks. Well, before the break, I wish you could have seen Eliana Light here with me on Jewish Women Rock. This is Naomi Less, your host. And we were literally sitting here headbanging to Mechapesh Shuvah from Hayehudim. Wow.
Right, that and was then that like, voice comes in at the end. Ah.
That was like Eddie Vedder meets like Lita Ford. I don't even know what was going on there, but that was like, that was insane. And what powerful lyrics. So it's, I mean, really like capturing the spiritual challenge of, you know, I'm calling to you and are you answering to me? Yo, in a hard rock, awesome Israeli live, unplugged and yet so plugged in. Thank you for that gift, Eliana Light. And we're gonna round out this episode 34 of Jewish Women Rock with two songs that are from a more current period of time here. I'll just give our listeners a heads up. We're going to listen to Shiviti, which we have done before on this show, but I want to hear what it means to Eliana. And then with by Nava Tehila, written by Daphna Rosenberg. And then we're going to circle around to actually three songs, Holy by Chana Rothman and Peace of Wild Things by Chava Morel. And these three are modern day, incredible Jewish female songwriters, singers, many of them have tried their hand at producing as well, too. Eliana, we're going to do these kind of like right in a row here. We'll take a break in between them. But what's common to all these folks for you? Why'd you pick these songs?
I think they really embody and represent what I'm trying to do and trying to be in Jewish music. Nava Tehila's style of davening in the round, musical, soulful, spiritual, had such a huge impact on the American synagogue landscape in ways that we're still feeling now. And it certainly had an impact on me. Now I feel like I write chants because I chant in my regular spiritual life. And I know that things that are simple, words that are simple and repetitive, as powerful as calling out to God, as Havayah, all that is, can have tremendous power. It doesn't have to be totally wordy. It can be simple and soulful, and that makes it magical and powerful. Holy by Chana Rothman is kind of the other way. Chana is one of my favorite songwriters. She is incredible, and she chooses her words so carefully. They always hit for me, and she also reminds me to listen to the voices that aren't always listened to make sure that I'm being inclusive, to make sure that I'm letting myself be fully myself and letting everyone be fully themselves. Holy is from the album Rainbow Train, which if you have children and even if you don't, I tell everyone to listen to Rainbow Train. I think that it will save us all.
It's true.
In a way, so please.
I liken it to the modern day, the next generation, Free to Be You and Me.
Yes, absolutely. And then Chava teaches me to use my voice freely and to sing out and to be out. We've grown to be friends over the past many years, and I'm inspired by her and her openness and her love. And this version of Peace of Wild Things, I think, speaks to her openness. And you can feel the kind of joy and the power in her voice. And that's something that I try to bring through more and more.
Thank you for just capturing so many beautiful essences of these incredible writers and these incredible performers and these incredible spiritual leaders. And that's what's remarkable to me about all three of these as well, too, is that they dance in lands of performance, of ritual leadership, of inspirational songwriters, of meticulous producers, and of folks that embody inclusivity, true inclusivity. So we'll start off, and then we'll take a little break in between, but we'll start off with Shiviti by Nava Tehila, written by the incredible Daphna Rosenberg from their 2017 album, also titled Shiviti. Here it is, Shiviti, on Jewish Women Rock. This is Jewish Rock Radio, your official home for Jewish rock. Thank you. That was Shiviti by Daphna Rosenberg from the band Nava Tehillah off their album titled Shiviti. And we are going to go almost immediately into our next song, Holy by Hannah Rothman off of her album Rainbow Train. We heard such a beautiful introduction of why this was inspirational to Eliana. Just jump into and relish Hannah's invitation to see yourself as holy right here on Jewish Women Rock on Jewish Rock Radio, your official home for Jewish rock. Hannah Rothman from her album Rainbow Train, released in 2015. And we are here at, we've arrived at our last tune for this episode, episode 34 of Jewish Women Rock, here with my beautiful and talented guest star, Eliana Light. We're sitting together here at Ramah de Rome during this incredible brisk but beautiful Pesach week here, and we have a live audience, just so everybody knows that's listening in. Here you can hear the background noise. So thank you. So it's just been a delight, but we'll say goodbye at the end of the song. Let's keep in the zone here of what we've been listening to. What a gorgeous invitation that Hannah gives us. And Eliana, will you just set us up very briefly for this is a cover song.
Well, it's a melody to a poem that I had heard before but never heard set to music. And there are many songs I love of Chava's, but I chose it in particular because of the location we're in, out in nature, in the mountains, in the trees, and reminding me to connect with Mother Nature more after so long of being inside. How can we be outside safely and take care of our earth?
What a beautiful offering to round out this show. Folks, this is Peace of Wild Things by Chava Morel of her 2019 album called Source of Love, right here on Jewish Women Rock on Jewish Rock Radio, your official home for
Jewish Rock.
Despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, for fear of what my life and my children's lives will be, my children's lives will be. I go and lie down where the wood drake in his beauty on the water. I go and lie down where the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water.
Chava Morel with Peace of Wild Things. What a wild ride that was. And what a wild ride this episode was here together with Eliana Light in beautiful nature in this idyllic atmosphere of Ramah Jerome here during this Pesach. By the time you hear this episode, it will be most likely May. And this brisk weather will be something of the past, most likely. But we are so happy that you decided to spend this time with us. I'm just grateful to Ori Salzberg and to Eliana Light for helping to make this show happen here. This is Naomi Less, your host of Jewish Women Rock, and that is it for us on this episode. We had so much fun.
We did. We're
delving into all the influences of Eliana Light. And we'll be back with another episode in just a short moment. So you can stream the last episode of Jewish Women Rock and learn about the artists that were featured on the show by visiting jewishrockradio.com/showtimes. And make sure you follow Jewish Rock Radio on all of your social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And don't move. Stay tuned because we've got more Jewish rock coming at you right now. This is Jewish Women Rock. I'm Naomi Less. And this is Jewish Rock Radio, your official home for
Jewish Rock.